I'll call the Civil Law and Data Practices Committee to order. The first order of business would be approval of the minutes of March 23rd. Representative Bloom, would you like to move those?
Yes, I'd like to move the minutes, Madam Chair.
All right, the minutes have been moved. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Representative Hoppe, thank you for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Madam Chair.
And we are moving this bill. Is that correct? I will move House File 1249 that it be re-referred to the General Register. And I believe there's an amendment.
Yes, Madam Chair, the A2 amendment.
The A2, and I'll move the A2. Any discussion on the A2? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The A2 is adopted. Representative Hoppe, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe that since we adopted the A2, it removes all the reasons that you needed to see. It takes care of all the data privacy issues. I didn't know that there was an issue with data privacy until, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday when our crack staff caught it. So I think this takes care of it, and we should be good to go back into the tax bill.
All right. Let's just verify that with nonpartisan staff, if that's the case, and then we'll get you on your merry way.
Chair and members, the amendment removes these a unique data classification that's in the bill, and by removing it, the data classification for any information that's collected would fall under the way MHFA currently has their data recorded, which is that they use the business practices portion of Chapter 13. And that's the same that the agency uses for all business data and that all the other agencies also use for business data.
Okay. Any member questions? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion that House File 1249 as a Representative Lesh.
So, Madam Chair, I just wanted to get a sense of, not about this bill, it's all good, it's cool, Representative Hoppe, but I was wondering, there is a tendency to think that if a bill is coming through and it applies whatever data set the bill impacts to existing data practices law, that the committee doesn't need to see it. And I would just take exception with that in the future. I think that if, in fact, we are taking up a bill that makes some modifications, either add or subtracts from a data set, I think that this committee still needs to see it, even if it applies to, or even if existing data practice law applies to it. And that's been kind of an ongoing thing, no matter who's in control, but I just wanted to speak my piece on that because we are modifying a data set and it's impacting what's going to be seen, what's going to be public and not public. I want to make sure that I'm clear on the record that I think this committee still has jurisdiction over it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you for that, Representative Lesh. With that, I will renew my motion that House File 1249, as amended, be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Representative Dean.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
And members, we are hearing this bill on an informational basis because it doesn't have a House file number. And Representative Dean, I'll let you explain what's before us.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is before you this morning because in our HHS omnibus bill, we decided to pick up the governor's language on child care assistance programs, or CCAP. That was in the governor's proposal. We decided to take it, then realized that there is a due process provision within it that should be seen before this committee. It is just one provision, and it's in Section 16, Subdivision 3. That's why they said I had to come see you.
All right, very good. And Representative Dean, are you prepared to address that section, or would you like House staff to do that?
If staff could walk through exactly what that provision does, I don't think we need to do the the child care portion of that, but the civil law portion, I would probably prefer staff to just explain what that does.
All right. I don't know, Mr. Hopkins or Ms. Mullen.
Chair and members, my understanding of the administrative review portions of this bill are that the department is the agency is suggesting changes to the rights that people have when their licenses, when an adverse action has been taken against their license, and the request for an appeal. So that's my understanding, and changes the notice. The good cause exception is, I believe, a technical change. But the various portions of the bill affect the rights that a somebody receiving child care assistance would have when an adverse action is taken by the agency. But I think the agency is here if you want them to describe
okay.
in more detail.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we have the agency come forward and... Good morning. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record and continue with your testimony.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Rowe. I manage the Child Care Assistance Program at the Department of Human Services. Section 16 creates an administrative review process for providers. Providers in the Child Care Assistance Program currently have appeal rights regarding overpayments. This creates an administrative review for certain situations where they have had certain actions taken, and it gives them an opportunity to have an administrative review. There will likely also be other due process happening on these cases.
And Ms. Rowe, how is this changed from what is in current law?
Under current law, providers have a right to appeal overpayments charged to the provider. That is the extent of their appeal right.
So does this expand that, or does this narrow that?
This would expand that.
Okay. Member questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Representative Dean, I guess that concludes. Any closing remarks on your part?
No, just want to say thanks to the Civil Law Committee for all your recent overtime. So,
no worries. We are so happy to get up this morning to be here.
Don't get down here often, but thanks for your hard
thank
work.
Thank you. All right. Well, without further ado, we do have an informational hearing next Thursday. We're going to be hearing Representative Eric Lucero. Oh, my gosh. Brain fart. Lucero's student data. Privacy Act, and it's informational, so he's wanting to have our feedback, and so come with open ears, and we'll hear what this bill does. I think it's an important piece of legislation, and hopefully we can get it moving next year. With that, members, thank you for being here. We are adjourned.